Sports Report is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. We'll have a look back at high school basketball from last night and a preview of sectional wrestling Saturday with Bill Twining. We'll have the matches on the radio and the report coming up next.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. Lancaster and Richland Center did battle in boys basketball last night. Phil Nee was there.
Lancaster won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference boys basketball game at Richland Center 79-62 Friday night. The Arrows pulled away from a slim lead at halftime with three quick three-pointers to start the second half and built a lead they would not give up the rest of the way. Zach Hermson led Lancaster, scoring with 19, while Michael Murphy made four three-pointers on the way to 18 points, and Dane Kaufman made 16 points. The Flying Arrows with 10 three-pointers and went 15 for 22 at the free throw line as they improved to 14-8 overall and 6-3 in the league. Richland Center was paced by Jaden Shep with 15. Brady Dosh added 14. Wes Bosworth totaled 12. Liam Fingerson 9. Garrison Weiss 4. Pietro Matucci and Kaizen Schwitzenberg both scored 2 points. The Hornets made 3 3-point baskets and they shot 8 for 17 from the line. The overall record for the RC boys is now 10-12 on the season, 3-5 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Lancaster won the JV game 45-38 over the host Hornets. Following the 79-62 win, the Flying Arrows will take on Iowa Grant on Monday. Richland Center will host Portage on Tuesday night and then wrap up the regular season with a home game against Dodgeville on Thursday. The seeding for the upcoming WIAA boys basketball tournament will be announced on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys action. Ithaca over Seneca, 82-68. Mineral Point picked up an 82-30 win over Riverdale. Darlington 85, Boscobel 43. Fenimore got by Iowa Grant 57-50. Highland 73, Barneveld 58. Platteville 10 better than Dodgeville 91-81. Kickapoo 49, DeSoto 40, Royal with the 77-33 win over Lafarge. North Crawford 76, Wazika Steuben 43, Southwestern a 54-39 win over Cuba City. It was Luther 76, Viroqua 46, Cashton edged Brookwood 39-38. River Ridge 63, Albany 19, Marshall 92-52 over Wisconsin Heights. Stoughton 61, Sauk Prairie 39, Westfield with a win over Mauston 56-47. Wisconsin Dells 63, Adams Friendship 36, Aquinas 60, Toma 46, and Sparta over La Crosse Logan 76-63. Just a handful of girls' games. It was Highland over Barneveld 56-29. Platteville defeated Potosi-Cassville 77-39. In overtime, Blackhawk 52, River Ridge 49, Wazika Steuben a 62-41 win over Hillsboro, and Cuba City down Southwestern 88-31.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's sectional wrestling Saturday across the state of Wisconsin as the trail toward next weekend's WIAA state wrestling tournament continues today. Sectional wrestling tournaments will be held all over the Badger State, including in our listening area, where two large qualifying events are scheduled. At Wisconsin Dells, the Area Division II Wrestling Sectional will be held, while smaller schools will converge upon Westby for the Division III Sectional. The top three finishers in each weight class will qualify for the state individual tournament next week at the Kohl Center in Madison. Last night, sectional wrestling tournaments for the Growing Girls State Tournament were held at various locations, including at Prairie du Chien in our area, where, moving on to the state tournament, junior Madeline Muller of Richland Center. Sectional champion Frankie Groom, a sophomore from North Crawford Seneca. Boscobel Wazika Steuben will send senior Lexi Lathrop and freshman Peyton Sander to state. Dodgeville will be represented by three girls, sophomore Brielle Walmer and freshman Maya Markline and Jenna Johnson. A freshman from Iowa Grant Highland, Maria Schaefer, moves on to state. Mineral Point will send sectional champion Delia Collins, a junior, along with sophomore Emily Heisner to next week's state meet. Catherine McAlow is a senior from Brookwood, Sidonia Roman, a freshman from Royal Waniwak Center, Westby sisters Marissa Klum, a senior, Kylie Klum, a junior, move on to state. Fenimore has Ariana Collins-Miller, a senior, moving to state. Belmont Platteville will send the Davis sisters, Kaylee, a senior with a record of 42-1, and JC, a freshman. Cuba City Benton Southwestern sends senior Chloe LaRue back to the state tournament. She has a 40-1 record. From Lancaster, juniors Olivia Ball and Sophia Burr move on to state. From Prairie du Chien, a trio, senior Ireland Chaka, freshman Rosalie Kostman, and freshman Aspen Gilo, all sectional champions, advance to state, along with Sophia Baum, a junior, and Amelia Soltis, a sophomore from Mount Hora-Barneveld. And Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights sends two girls to state, sophomore Margaret Barrett and freshman Naomi Bermudo, both won championships last night at Prairie du Chien. Among those who finished fourth at the sectional and just missed qualifying for state, sophomore Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston, sophomore Montana Joles of River Valley, senior Ava Lord of Dodgeville, along with Cuba City Benton Southwestern's Destiny Crawley, Amelia Johnson of Lancaster, Cadence Frymiller of Fenimore, Sophia Cerati of Mount Hora-Barneveld, and Madeline Gosda of Mauston-Nakusa, those missed going to state. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative had six at the sectional. None were able to advance to the state meet. The Division II Boys sectional today at Wisconsin Dells includes wrestlers from Richland Center and River Valley among area schools. First-time Division II entrant Fenimore leads away with 10 individual qualifiers, while both Lodi and Gail Edrick Trempolo Melrose Mindoro have 9 at the sectional. Belmont Platteville will have its most qualifiers in recent memory with 8, while Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Mauston Nisida, and Prairie du Chien are next with 6 sectional qualifiers. Richland Center and Dodgeville each have 5 on the mat today, while River Valley has 2. Richland Center and Coach Silas Coleman will see its sectional contingent led by 2-time state place winner Ethan Haiti, who reached the state finals 1 year ago. Haiti is the winningest wrestler in program history, surpassing 150 career wins last weekend at the Super Regional. He'll be joined today by senior Mason Jelenic, making his 3rd appearance at the sectional level, and by 3 first-time qualifiers, juniors Ethan Bodendine and Ethan Bindle, and freshman Caden Stibbe. River Valley will have 2 wrestlers competing today for a berth at state. Juniors Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle represent the Blackhawks under coaches Dan Makovic and T.J. Wanicki. Both are 2-time sectional qualifiers, while injured seniors Noah Radke and Wyatt Knockreiner, former state qualifiers, were both knocked out at the Super Regional and denied their 4th sectional appearance. Dodgeville's 5-man sectional qualifiers are led by a pair of state champions, sophomore Shane Rashan and junior Hakan Peterson, the latter of whom is a 2-time state titleist and still unbeaten in his high school career. They are joined today by teammates Nathan Johnson, a 3-time sectional qualifier, and by 2 wrestlers making their 1st sectional appearance, senior Blake Faust and sophomore Rhett Spurley. The field at the Wisconsin Dells sectional today features no less than 9 4-time sectional qualifiers, Owen Sefrud and Maddox Gobel of Darlington Blackhawk, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida, Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien, Landon Heitmeyer of Portage, and 3 from Fenimore, Tristan Stelt, Siler Zansevich, and Nathan Blaschke. There are three unbeaten wrestlers at the Division II sectional at the Dells today. Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, and Danny Heiser of Evansville. The tournament also features five individuals who are returning state champions. Shane Rashan of Dodgeville and Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk. Two-time state champions, Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. And three-time champion, Danny Heiser of Evansville. Two returning state runners-up are also on the mat today, Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Espen Swears of Mauston Hasita. And three more placed third at state a year ago, Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien, Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk, and Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. And there were five Division II wrestlers at the Wisconsin Dells sectional who have qualified three previous times for the state tournament. Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien, and Fenimore teammates Tristan Stelt and Nathan Blushke. At the Westby Division III sectional today, Iowa Grant Highland leads the way with 12 individual qualifiers and Aquinas has 11. Mineral Point, fresh off consecutive one-point victories at the Super Regional last Saturday and the team sectional on Tuesday, is next with 10 wrestlers competing. Riverdale and Royal Waniwak Center are among four teams with seven sectional qualifiers, and Ithaca Weston has five wrestlers on the mat, hoping for berths at next week's state meet. Area conferences will be well represented by four wrestlers from North Crawford Seneca, DeSoto and Lancaster, three each from Brookwood and Westby, two apiece from Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, and Cashton, and one each from Hillsboro and New Lisbon. From our area, Riverdale and Coach Marcus Ingalls will be led by three-time sectional qualifier and two-time state place winner, Brody Meese. The junior Meese, along with junior Grant Matthews and sophomore Lakota Brewer, all won Super Regional Championships last weekend. Matthews and Brewer compete today for the second time at the sectional level, while senior Chase McGuire is a three-time qualifier. Teammates Talon Childs, a senior, along with freshman James Schramm and Hunter Wilkinson, round out the Riverdale contingent. Ithaca Weston will be led today by senior Nolan Waldner and junior Ashton Bennett. Both have twice reached the sectional level, and Waldner qualified for the state meet last year as well. Also for co-coaches Troy Clary and Marcus McCauley, seniors Mac Neef and Caden Coleman and junior Derek Franzen will be seeking state berths today. Boscobel Wazika Steuben will have a pair of wrestlers hoping to move on. Competing for the Bulldogs are junior Job Wetter and sophomore Ashton Udelhoven. A quartet from North Crawford Seneca is also hoping to advance, including returning state qualifier Jaron Grimsled, a senior competing at the sectional for the fourth time. Two-time sectional entrant Thomas Sprosty, a senior, along with junior Sawyer Swigum and freshman Gavin Wilkins, are also on the mat today for North Crawford Seneca. Hillsboro's lone wrestler is a three-time sectional qualifier Ryan McCoyk, a junior. Competing for Brookwood today, Kasten Gazda, Drew Powell, and Kai Pikenen. For Cashton, Caden Mickelson and returning state qualifier Parker Milsna. For DeSoto, it's freshman Kanoa Rogers and seniors Peyton Krager, Justin Obert, and state tournament veteran Seth Greeno. Iowa Grant Highland has 12 at the sectional, including returning state place winners Tyson Imhoff, Bodie Brockhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Brock Hinderman. Three-time sectional qualifiers Lucas Christensen and Gavin Hinderman as seniors will be looking for their first trip to state. Rounding out the Iowa Grant Highland dozen are three seniors, Aiden Bedward, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Dagenhart, and three freshmen, Griffin Wineski, Hayden Altman, and Colton Williams. And for team sectional champion Mineral Point, a pair of four-time sectional qualifiers lead the way. Returning champion Cade Rule and three-time state runner-up Rowan Carey are joined by seniors Matt Orrett and Lennon Ebert, sophomores Jacob Dannenberg and Emmett Collins, and four freshmen, Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, and Sawyer Dannenberg. The field at Westby today features six four-time sectional qualifiers in Cade Rule and Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford Seneca, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, and Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Grunenfelder, along with Parkview Albany's Wesley Egan, are the only unbeaten wrestlers in the tournament. Mac Neef of Ithaca Weston, recently returned from injury, has just one loss on the season. Three others have only two blemishes on their season records, Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle, and Tyson Martin of Aquinas. Mineral Point's Rowan Carey and Cade Rule are the lone wrestlers in the tournament today who have qualified three times for the state meet. Cade Rule of the Pointers and Aiden Grunenfelder are the lone returning state champions as a West B Division III sectional. Returning state runners-up are Brody Meese of Riverdale, two-time state finalist Tyson Martin of Aquinas, and three-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. And there are five wrestlers whose state tournament a year ago saw them win third-place matches: Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica-Argyle, and three teammates from Iowa Grant Highland: Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Bruckhop. The top three wrestlers in each weight class today will advance to the state meet. Action begins at 10 this morning at both the Wisconsin Dells and West B wrestling sectionals. Join WRCO Sports for live coverage throughout the day today. For Phil Nee, Henry Bray, Pat Mahoney, Kirk Layer, and David Wormand, for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.